Somebody come get them. They're too old for TikTok.
Hello, and welcome to Too Old for TikTok. Great weekend, TikTok. It's April. We had the eclipse. And just, you know, so many things happening. I'm about to go on vacation, about to go to Grenada. Catalina, how are you?
I am doing very well. I had the pleasure of seeing the eclipse in the path of totality, and it was really worth it.
That's amazing. We actually have a lot of TikTok videos about the eclipse because obviously I think most people, if they're on TikTok, they got eclipse content.
For sure.
So we wanted to highlight a few of those, but I do want to hear more about your experience, Catalina.
Yes. Well, I think there was one user in particular who I couldn't disagree more with, who was saying that, we don't have them on our list here, but it was a guy in New York City saying that the eclipse was overhyped and not worth it. And I could not disagree more. Maybe for those of you who were not in the path of totality, it was overhyped and not worth it. Sure, whatever. I guess you hate like celestial moments. But what I saw was insane, never the same, amazing, life-changing.
You're a changed woman.
I'm a changed woman.
Okay.
I believe in a higher being now.
Oh my God.
Not really.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, not really. Not really. But I did cheer.
That's fun. Okay. So yeah, in New York, we didn't get much. Like, it wasn't giving everything that maybe some people thought, but I knew we weren't in totality. The thing I loved was people watching in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to my roof, you know, and we went, me and Ben, thinking we can just be on our roof, civilized, look up, see the sun. No, a building was blocking it. So
the
we had
sun.
To go with everyone. Yeah, we had to go with everyone out on like 3rd Avenue, and we lived by a high school. So there were a lot of great comments the high schoolers were making, like, I don't need those glasses. It's the government way of, you know, anarchy or something. Like, lots of crazy comments. But it was so fun watching people and people in Midtown, all the workers who were out of their offices just, like, having a grand time. And it just was a civilized way to see humanity in New York.
My friend got shat on by a pigeon while she was outside of her office in New York.
In New York? Mm-hmm. Was it Bronwyn?
No, it was Allison.
Oh, okay. Allison. Well, I'm sorry to Allison, but I think that's like extra good luck maybe.
How much was the sun covered in your experience?
So it got a little dark. It got a little bit colder. And then at like 3:24, whatever was supposed to be the highest point, clouds came in. So you really couldn't see anything because the clouds ruined it. So it was cool to see. You see that sliver. But, I mean, what you had was totally different.
I mean, because you get to take your glasses off. Because during totality,
because it gets dark.
No, during totality, the sun is fully blocked. So
right.
You take your glasses
off. We didn't get
that. And the birds, the funniest thing was all the birds go to sleep. And then
it's
they wake
so
up
cool.
again like a minute later. And you're like, ooh, that must have been a weird night for you.
But that's so cool. We didn't get that experience at all. That sounds really life-changing. I get it. I get why you had a spiritual moment.
And then also, like, you can see, and I saw one TikTok talking about like the science of it all, the pink like bursts coming off
yes.
of the sun were really insane. And then yesterday I spent the day convinced that I had burned my retina because so
yes.
like you don't also I'm like kind of still convinced, but I was wearing my glasses because I believe in science.
Yes.
And I also was thinking as we were doing this, I was like, you know how you like look back on whatever the like 1400s when they would put leeches on your body and like suck the disease out or what, and we're like, haha, people were ridiculous then. Like, are our eclipse glasses, like the leeches of the 21st century, like people in
that's
the future.
That's such a good point.
Yeah, if the world is still here, people in the future are going to look
and
back
we all
and be
look
like,
so
dipshits.
Stupid with like the 3D looking glasses. Those were my favorite photos I took, was of other people just hanging on to their glasses and looking up. Everyone looks ridiculous.
Everyone looks funny. Some people had like, in the group that I was with, had these like way more intense ones that were like actual frames and you could see in a much crisper way. It was really interesting.
Cool. I was also afraid that I burned my retina because I was looking up with the glasses, but then I took the glasses off while I was still looking up accidentally. And I did that multiple times. Well, and it was very bright. It was very difficult to not make that mistake.
The people who I was with kept being like, oh no, I looked at the sun. And I was like, I at no point have looked at the sun. Like, I don't look at the sun, I guess. This isn't really an error for me that I commit frequently. But while we were watching totality, and you don't actually know when totality is going to end until the sun starts appearing, unless you're like using a timer, at one point when the sun came out, I didn't have my glasses on yet, but it was like a nanosecond, right? But yeah, so yesterday my eye was watering and I was like, oh no, I burned my retina.
You've done it. That brings us to the first video that's very appropriate by Tuesday Has No Feel.
My eyes hurt. Relevance over the last 24 hours. Peaks at 3:20 in the afternoon Eastern at 100% interest level, the highest that you can get on Google. Let's see who is interested in it. Everybody from Maine to Texas was interested in this thing. It's pretty much a straight line. Shout out to West Virginia, who was 100% interested in it. They were very, very interested in why their eyes were hurting. Path of totality of the eclipse, Maine to Texas. Congratulations, everyone. We've done it.
I laughed when I saw this video, and then I was sitting here Googling, like, did I burn my retina? So I was part of the problem.
Ben was telling me there was a guy who 10 years ago during the eclipse looked at the sun and had like an imprint, and it did mess up his vision, but he was so embarrassed he didn't tell his wife for 10 years until now. So I thought that was amazing.
I saw a girl on TikTok talk about the fact that she had looked at it for like 6 seconds and that now she has delayed 20/20 vision.
Talk about fear-mongering though, like that's the stuff, like fearful.
I was reading a lot into it, and apparently it's the type of thing that it's kind of like, could you drown in 3 inches of water?
Yes.
So it's very likely that you are not, nothing's going to happen, or if something happens, it's not noticeable, but like, might as well not run that risk.
I agree. There's a New York City eclipse video by The Page of Gold, and her caption is, old people are ruthless sometimes.
It's happening.
It's disappearing.
The sun is disappearing.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, I'm scared to look. I can't look up, right?
Who are you? Come, run, run.
Oh.
Run.
Okay,
close,
thank you.
Mouth. Don't touch the frame.
Okay.
Put them on your eyes.
Okay. How can you look up? Jesus, look this. Oh, I can't see nothing. Oh!
Do it with your phone because your phone will burn out.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Don't make me snatch your titty. Give me my damn phone.
Oh, okay.
The ending is my favorite because she was being so nice sharing her glasses, and then she's like, give them back.
Give
me
my glasses back. Oh, yeah. when we were doing the eclipse, we were in this park and a child followed us and then like wouldn't leave. And I was like, don't,
because
you
guys are so cool.
Yeah, like a bunch of 35-year-olds. I was like, don't, like, where are your parents? And his name was Jacob. And he was like, oh, my dad's mountain biking. He'll find me. He goes really fast. And I was like, I don't know, Jacob. Like, I wonder if your dad wants to know where you are right now. And he was just sitting on one of our folding chairs, or like, you know, like soccer chairs, just like hanging out with us. And then we were like, Jacob,
did
the eclipse is going to start soon. He was like, can I sit down? And I was like, sure. Like, I'm never getting rid of this child.
Wow.
And then we were like, Jacob, the eclipse is going to start soon. Like, you should probably go back to your dad. And he was like, well, I want to watch it with you guys. And we were like, we're gonna walk you back to your dad, because I was like, I'm pretty sure you like don't know how to get back. And then all of a sudden Ivan and I are walking him back to his dad, and his dad bikes up on this mountain bike and is like, where have you been, Jacob? Like, you disappeared. I've been looking for you everywhere. And Jacob was like, I've been making friends. I want to watch the eclipse with my new friends. And he was like, no, Jacob. And then Jacob goes, what are you guys doing after this?
How old is Jacob?
Like 9.
Oh my God, you made it. Like, you had your child. This is why it was so spiritual too, because before the eclipse, you had this new friend.
Well, yeah, I was a little like, this guy's going to think I kidnapped his child, but his child won't leave me alone. Also, we are all in our mid-30s. Why do you, a 9-year-old, want to make friends with us? That's a funny child. Anyhow.
There was another video by Alexandra_D_, and it says, just reading up on what to expect. And she's reading Twilight, the eclipse. There was a lot of those jokes made.
You know, I have one more thing to say about the, like, experience of it all. You know, on movies, when they film day for night, where they put, like, the filter on so that it's, like, yeah, really low quality generally, and it looks really bad. It has this, like, bluish tint.
Mm-hmm. They use gels, yeah.
It's gel that they put on the...
On lights, on yeah. The lights.
That's what it looked like as the moon was crossing in front of the sun. Like, it started looking like... Everything looks kind of off. And our camera phones, like, overcorrect, so you couldn't really capture it on a phone. But it started looking like we were existing inside a bad film.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I'm really happy for you and your experience. Mine was much less than yours, but that's okay.
Well, the next eclipse is in 2026. And the path of totality, or there's one soon, because everyone's saying, like, donate your glasses to South America, to kids in South America. I don't know.
Okay. But
I know that in 2026, there is a total solar eclipse, and the path of totality is in the north of Spain.
Oh, let's go. That's right? In 2 years.
I'm there. It's August.
You're there. I'm there. Wow. You're an eclipse girl now.
I'm an eclipse. Ivan and I were talking about it yesterday. We were like, are we eclipse heads now?
You are. Wow, I love this. You seem lighter and brighter today.
It's something that I feel genuine about, and I feel very, I very infrequently feel very, like, sincere or genuine about anything.
I know. I'm surprised. I'm loving this for you. This is a great Catalina. Mm-hmm. Okay, there is one thing I must talk about. It's very exciting. This is a callback to our last episode. We talked about milk punch. And we had a video explaining how someone made it. And then Ashley, friend of a pod, made her milk punch. It took her what seemed to be days. It seemed to be way too much effort. But she gave me a little bottle of it. And I could not be more happy. She said, consider it your first influencer gift for the podcast.
And have you drank it yet?
I tried it. I couldn't wait. As soon as she gave it to me, I said, I'm gonna try this. Very sweet. I'm very confused. And we chatted about what I should put it in because it's already very alcoholic.
Yeah.
But it's a little too sweet. She said maybe put vodka in it, but that I think would taste bad. Maybe some seltzer. I don't know. But I'm just so happy to have received this milk punch.
What about... like some citrus, like lime or lemon.
Ooh, lime doesn't sound great in it. Lemon, maybe. There's also Earl Grey flavors in there. Maybe some iced tea.
Oh, yes. Like an Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, well, so some lemonade. Back. Yeah.
You should just put some Paul Newman's lemonade in there.
Okay. All right. It's very good. Shout out to Ashley. Thank you so much for the gift. Catalina, that's what you get for being in Ohio. You don't get to try any milk punch. You may see the eclipse, but I get milk punch.
Well, I could probably find some.
Not made by Ashley, friend of the pod, though.
That's true. Not made by Ashley, friend of a pod. But I think I could find some. Milk punch. Oh, Columbus, no. Ohio.
Let me have this, Catalina. Let me have this one. You don't have to have everything.
Yes, I do.
No.
There is a milk punch available, but it's $17.
Ha.
What do you think that would cost in New York?
I don't know, because I got mine for free.
Also, now that I know how much money it costs, or not how much money, how long it takes to make it, like, I guess it's worth $17.
I guess so. You're right about that.
I could also get a soft serve sundae at this restaurant that milk punch is available at.
That sounds delicious. Maybe when we visit Ohio, we should go.
Oh, actually, yeah. Wait, no. The milk punch is $15.
Wow.
The Malona milk punch.
What a deal.
Let's do it. Excellent. Okay.
Let's move on to our algorithms. This week, we have a trending sound. It's for the first time.
She's all laid up in bed with a broken heart. While I'm drinking Jack all alone in my local bar. And we don't know how we got into this mad situation. Only doing things out of frustration. Trying to make it work, man, these times.
So people are just posting two pictures. The first is always an old picture of their parents who seemingly had their life together at a certain age. And the next picture is their child at the same age having their life not together at all. So the first one's by Livy9899, and the picture is my mom at 25, a whole mother, wife, and homeowner. Then you swipe to the picture of her, and it's her, my Shrek-themed 25th birthday party. I love this so much because I constantly think, like, my parents had kids. I'm 36. Like, my parents had two children and lived in the suburbs and had such a different life than what my life is right now.
How old were your parents when they had you?
I think my mom was 26 when she had Harrison and 28 when she had me.
Oh,
or
my
28
God.
And 30. Yeah. So, but definitely, like, not in her 30s.
When I was 26, I was Shrek birthday party girl. I'm still Shrek
too.
Birthday party girl.
I mean, I'm Applebee's Times Square birthday party girl. Yeah.
My mom had me when she was, I want to say, 38. My sister was 30, or I think she had my sister when she was 36. And my dad was 49. So I feel fine. Things are cool.
Yeah.
I'm chill. I'm chilling.
Yeah. You can't do this trend then. The next one is by Belle Westerfeld, and the first picture is my parents getting married at 21 and 23, and the next picture is my brother, who's unmarried, opening his Easter basket at 29.
If you had gotten married to the person who you were dating at 21, let's pretend you were actually dating them, and it wasn't like you kissed them once, who would it be?
I wasn't dating anyone when I was 21. I was
okay,
single.
When you were 21, think of a person you kissed when you were 21.
I was in Australia, so, okay, yep, I could think of a person I kissed in Australia. Maybe I would have, if I married that person, I would have just been living in Australia.
You could have been Australian.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's how it works.
Yeah.
Who would I
What about you at 21? You were in Spain, probably.
No, I wasn't in Spain at 21. I was,
oh my God,
when I turned 21. No. No.
Okay.
I was in New York City when I turned 21. There were so few people that I could have chosen from. I could have been with that guy who now is a corgi backpack influencer.
Oh, we don't like to talk about him because
yeah,
he caused
we don't want to
a
give
huge
him
huge fight in our relationship.
And we don't want to give him airtime.
Yeah. Let's move on from that.
Moving on.
The next thing that showed up on my For You page was by Cameron Gerard. This audio is just fantastic.
I think some of y'all have gotten way too comfortable with, like, asking things that you need to Google, like, posting things on the internet as questions that you need to Google. Why the fuck does boy post on Instagram, how do I go about getting my birth certificate? What the fuck make you think I know about how the fuck you need to get a birth certificate? Who the fuck is following you that know how to get a birth certificate? Just Google it. What you asking us? Google it. Another time, I was watching a TikTok about Beyonce, and someone in the comments said, when's her birthday? Google it. Google it, 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 Google it. Please Google it. Google is free. Google it. What the fuck you asking us for? By the time someone responded to you, you could have been Googled it. You could have been Googled. You could have been Googled. Why did you not Google? You need to start Googling.
I want to play this audio when someone asks me a dumb question and they just need to Google it.
I got an email the other day from a colleague that I was asking them for someone's email. And they were like, I already sent it to you in another email, but it's this, and then pasted
passive aggressive.
That's not passive.
Yeah, that's just aggressive. As per my last email, bitch.
But the only thing is, I haven't, like, corroborated whether or not they had actually sent it to me. I'm sure they
had.
But I was like, damn, I wonder what it takes to be, like, so, I don't know if it was, like, if they were annoyed with me that I was asking, or if that was mm-hmm. just like their way of moving through the world, you know?
Yeah, I'll never understand. It just takes less time to just copy and paste the email instead of saying, I sent you this already.
Yeah, but now I'm scared of them, and I'll think twice before I ask them for
You'll something. Ask someone else. Maybe that works. Maybe I need to get more aggressive so people leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, I think there's ways and there's ways. So, yeah.
Anyway. What's been your For You page, Catalina?
Well, my For You page, the other week when we were, I think this was when we were in New York, and we called it an Ivan Talk trend, the Donghuan Jinglong industrial glade glycine. But now it's like, I want to say it is 9 month cruise level of on just like taking page. Over TikTok.
It's yours. And you and Ivan send me hundreds of videos about this. I'm not getting any of
have
them.
You not? I feel every single video that mm-hmm. Ivan swipes is one of those, and I would say one of like every three videos for me is about industrial grade glycine, but they're all so good.
They're all so funny. It's such a satire at this point. And Gnarly Houston has a good one.
My glycine supplier just backed out of my deal, and I'm sort of freaking out. Can someone recommend a source for top quality food grade glycine? You know, I've tried all the domestic options and the quality is not there. It's just not meeting my standard in terms of the texture, the shelf life, the sweetness. It's just not there. So I was hoping for something maybe in the Eastern market. Like, I know Taiwan has some pretty good product. I've heard China as well, the East Coast of China, maybe the Donghua region. If someone can recommend somebody, I need the shipment by the end of the weekend. I know it's a rush, but I feel like it is possible with a top grade supplier. Just hit me in the comments. Thanks.
What makes me laugh is people who probably don't know this trend and think that it's serious. Like that everyone's just all of a sudden talking about glycine.
Well, in the search bar, it's always like, what was the original, like, what is the glycine trend about? Or like, what is the, explain the glycine trend.
Oh my God.
I mean, I just thought that this had, I didn't realize it was only us too, because it's both of us. It's also on Instagram Reels.
Ivan did send Leave it to Ivan to have the most obscure trend just take over for him.
I mean, I think every single one of them is unexpected and hilarious. I love the people who are just talking so seriously about the glycine. It's so good. I also follow Donghuan Jinglong, so there's that.
Okay, they're getting their followers up. This is great for them.
Genius. Perfect. No notes. Best internet ever. This is also when you know you're too online, when you understand like multi-leveled internet jokes. Ooh. Whew, whatever. Me at 25. Talking about industrial grade glycine.
What else has been on your For You page?
We're highlighting a video by @girlwhoworksthepyramid. This is far more your humor than mine, I'd just like to say. But I sent this to you knowing that you would like it.
Someone who loves me went to St. Pete Beach and got me this shirt. It's giving Anne Frank.
I meant to say Lisa Frank.
So she's showing a t-shirt that is very Lisa Frank-like.
It's also not. In my opinion.
Yeah, you're right. It's actually not.
It's like not even close to Lisa. It's like kind of colorful. And colorful, sure.
Yeah. And she made a mistake and said Anne Frank. And you're right. That is totally my humor. You know I love me some Holocaust humor.
I mean, I also know that you're writing a musical with Ivan called...
Shut Up, Anne.
No, that's the song is Shut Up, that's Anne. The musical is called Anne Frank, the Tragedy, the Musical Comedy.
Right.
The Tragedy of Anne Frank, the Musical Comedy.
Something like that, yes. But the main number is Shut Up, Anne, because she's got to be quiet. You know,
I feel like we shouldn't share this information with the masses. Someone might steal your
idea. Someone might steal our idea. It is. I really think it'll be like the producers or, I don't know. What's another musical? It'll be like...
The producers also. Jesus Christ Superstar, which, by the way, yesterday I saw it was on like Amazon Prime or Netflix. It was under historical films.
That's actually
Jesus
hilarious.
Christ Superstar.
Nonfiction. It's a documentary.
Oh yes, of course. Jesus Christ Superstar, the historical film.
Yeah, Jesus was a great singer.
Have you ever
John
seen
John Legend
it?
Played Jesus Christ Superstar in the live version on TV. And yes, I saw it on Broadway like many moons ago. It's not my favorite musical.
My cousin Simon was in it.
What did he play?
I don't remember. Probably like Pompous Pilate or whatever that guy's name is.
Or like Beggar Number 3.
No. I know he had like a big role. He was in Jesus. What's the guy's name? Pompous Pilate?
When you say Pompous Pilate, I'm thinking of Pilot Pete from The Bachelor.
Wait, there's a lot of bands called Pompous Pilate, Jesus Christ, Superstar. Pontius Pilate is the secondary antagonist in the historical fiction rock opera. Jesus Christ Superstar. Pontius Pilate, whatever. I was close. I got the alliteration at least.
Well, I was thinking it could be like Dear Evan Hansen, you know.
What's that about?
A kid who fakes his own suicide. It actually has nothing to do about Anne Frank or the producers. But right. It's going to be a great musical. I can't wait till it hits Broadway, The Great White Way. And that's it. We won't talk about it anymore so no one steals our idea.
Yeah. All right. Onward.
For food on TikTok, this is a great video you found, Catalina.
Thanks.
Thank you for sharing. It's by Rapping Chef.
I've been cooking drunken noodles. I get hungry when that liquor get into me. Call it chilling. This part is crucial. Take your knife and then I chop it till I get a paste. I chop the Chinese broccoli up, don't let the stems go to waste. Rapping Chef made it. Light soy sauce, dark soy sauce, oyster sauce, and a little bit of sugar and some fish sauce. So set this dish off. 1 carrot, grated, and some basil too. Saute the chicken and the shrimp, cook them halfway through.
What a fun way to do a cooking video. And these look really good.
I was also thinking, though, like, it probably would be annoying because I always have to watch these videos 100 times because I never write down the recipes to just listen to him rap over and over.
But then you'd remember it faster. Yeah. So I think it's a good idea.
This I also was thinking, like, wow, drunken noodles isn't as complicated as I thought it was.
Yeah, I always thought Thai food or anything in that arena has so many elements and it would be too difficult, but it seems like doable.
No, I think frequently
it's no milk punch.
It's no milk punch, that's for sure. No, it's just kind of like sautéing the stuff, but you do need to put the sauce together. But I would be into this. Also, I saw something on TikTok. I did not put this in the doc because I don't even know if I sent it to you.
Wow.
But it was a video of a man peeling an egg by taking a glass jar and putting the egg in the jar and then some water, but not like filling it the whole way, and then shaking it really hard. And I did it and I made a video of it, but it was honestly like, I was like, this video can never see the light of day. No one can see this video. So I deleted it.
I must see this. You deleted it? I'm so ashamed of you. Oh, I must see it. Was it that it didn't work? The egg just wasn't...
It worked. I just looked really weird and bad.
Shaking an egg in a jar.
Yeah. I also did it
shocking,
twice.
Shocking, really.
I know. Really
seems
shocking.
So normal.
It was in like
a
Bon Maman jam jar. It did work. It didn't work the way that the guys had. But I still am undecided on whether or not it is more efficient than just peeling an egg
like a normal person. Was the integrity of the egg, like the taste, still there?
Nothing happened. In fact, the way that when you peel an egg and it like gets stuck to the little filament and then like parts of the egg come off, nothing like that happened. What ended up happening was, I'm sure there's a physicist could explain why, but essentially as you're shaking it, it's hitting the walls of the jar in such a way that's like breaking down the integrity of the shell, But in my case, it didn't fully come off. So, like, when I opened the jar, I just kind of, like, popped the filament off. And it was, like, a perfectly peeled egg. But I want to know if you can do it with multiple eggs or what.
Your monologue just now sounded like a science PhD topic. And I sort of, not going to lie, blacked out during your explanation.
I was saying that I don't know the explanation. I'm sure that a physicist could explain why.
I really zoned out during that. How interesting. What the topic.
Whatever. All I got to say is, next time you want to peel an egg,
just fucking
next peel time
it.
You're going to the Bahamas, you're making an egg salad.
Yeah.
No, I'll do it again, and I will record
myself
again.
Take a video. You better.
It was just, like, not even funny. I was like, this is embarrassing.
Ugh, it takes a lot to embarrass Catalina.
Right?
It must have been an awful video.
It was bad. I'm telling you.
Okay, last but not least, we have a video by Wonderland Allies.
I'm a professional organizer, and here are three more things I want you to please, pretty please, throw away today. Now, I use the phrase throw it away as a blanket statement, so please donate items that can be donated and recycle items that can be recycled. But some things belong in the garbage can, and that's okay. If you're concerned about things going in the garbage and ending up in a landfill, then stop bringing garbage home. Okay, now let's get into it. Number one, I want you to throw away all of those excess pens. No, but seriously, why do you have so many pens? Find a handful that you like and get rid of the rest. Okay, number two, I want you to throw away all of the excess cords and cables and chargers that you have. I'm not saying throw them all away, but you definitely don't need 10 micro USB cables. Those random cords that you have no idea what they go to can go as well. Number three, I want you to throw away all of the old birthday cards that are just collecting dust. Now, I'm not talking about the super sentimental cards given to us by loved ones that maybe have passed or that we really cherish. I'm talking about the birthday cards that we hold on to just because the purpose of that card was to deliver a message, that message being happy birthday. And once that message is delivered, it's okay to let it go.
This woman's attacking me.
Yeah, you sent this to the group, our little TikTok chat, and all of us said we feel attacked. And then I posed the question, I said, are we just all hoarders? And the answer is probably yes.
Okay, I don't think that there's anything wrong with having spare pens.
I'm looking around, like, my desk now, and I have too many pens. I should really throw some out. She's
if
right.
Useful,
I think she's 100%
right. Here's the thing. If it's a dry or a bad pen, throw it away.
Right. Maybe. Oh, she did say, you know, donate them. I don't. There's no reason to have hundreds of pens in my apartment. No reason.
I mean, how did we end up with them in the first place? That's my question. The pens that I have, where did they come from? Where did they go? Where did they come from, Cotton Eye Joe? I don't know.
Actually, the pen that I'm using now, I love so much. It's an Underberg pen. One of my favorite little alcohols.
I was trying. See, all the pen. Actually, let me.
Oh, and guess what? Actually, the pen says it was made from 5 recycled bottle tops. So, sustainable.
I'm going to tell you what I have in this container on my desk that should have usable pens in it, but I think those usable pens are in the closet with the cords. I have scissors. A remote for presentations. A rose quartz face roller.
Very important.
An EpiPen.
Oh my god. Wow. Just in case the bees attack you.
Wasps. Several napkins from a confiteria in Buenos Aires that I want to save, but I don't know why I put them in here. A pencil sharpener.
Which, when's the last time you used that?
I don't know. Lipstick.
Oh, that probably should be thrown out. That's probably old.
3 Sharpies, a bad pen, matches, and 3 paper clips.
That's not a lot of pens, though, that you have there.
Well, that's what I'm saying is my pens, so when I go to need to write something down, and I go to, pick a pen out, all I have is like a jade roller and an EpiPen. And my actual pens are in the closet. So what I really need to do
is get your actual pens out actual on your desk.
Also, when did this EpiPen expire? This EpiPen expired in 2022.
The only thing, I'm not going to bore you because I have so much shit on my desk. But the one thing I will say
is please bore me. No idea why. Do at least one.
Yeah, I have these two packs of crayons on my desk.
Are they from Applebee's?
They're unopened. No, I didn't get them. I don't know where they're from, but they look like really good crayons. But maybe if one of my friend's children visits, I can have them use them. They can entertain themselves.
Okay, so maybe we are hoarders.
But no, we are. But
in my defense, it's okay. I do need these broken colonial salt and pepper shakers.
Those are actually really cute.
I know.
All right. Shall we call it?
I guess that's it. That's all, folks. That's all.
Thank you for listening. Please rate, review, subscribe, and we will see you next week.
Meep.